What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
And that's what we do, bringing you another audio-visual episode of the Positive Truth. It's out. You can check out the visual episode on our YouTube, on our Facebook, link down below. While you're there, check out all our social medias. If it's your first time tuning in, every Monday and Wednesday, we put out an audio episode of nothing but uplifting and positive news to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, and bring people together. Today, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Or we'd have a positive interview. Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm still cold, but I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm really good. I like this one. I know
you do.
Topic today.
So we're talking about food waste. Why are we talking about food waste today, JP?
Because I basically walked past a poster that had a food waste statistic on it, and I looked at it again because I like statistics, and was like, that's ridiculous. Then I Googled it, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Whenever you told me you wanted to do this, because we were supposed to do another topic, he's like, hey, I really want to do this. And in my head, I'm like, why is this dude so passionate about food waste? I didn't understand. But then when I started doing a little bit of research, I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, this is ridiculous. Do you think we should start with the definition of what food waste is?
Yeah, go ahead, JP.
You got it.
I got the food. Okay, well, I don't have the definition, but I definitely basically have what you saw on that board right there. Like, why is it a problem?
So anywhere where food is grown, sold, eaten, and just being wasted. That's basically what food waste is.
Basically.
It's food loss. And there's so much of it. So much of it. Do we want to just go into statistics?
There's a lot of statistics. So we're going to... Well, let's... A little backstory to it real quick. So food waste is definitely bad. We all know this. This is why it's a problem. We're not going to jump into the statistics immediately, but let's just say it's terrible for the environment. And it's also contributing to global warming, which I just found that out recently as well. So whenever you know food is getting wasted, it releases methane, which is a greenhouse emission. And global warming happens like that. We've talked about this on this episode, so I had no idea about that. That being said, we're going to go ahead and jump into these statistics, man, because it's ridiculous. Go ahead and start off with that first one you saw on the billboard.
That only 4 billion tons of food is wasted each year on the planet. Just 4 billion tons, you know, no big deal. 40% of the food in the U.S. is never eaten. There's about 34 million tons of food loss, or enough to fill the Empire State Building 91 times.
Oh.
Each year, by the way. Each year. You want to go, Tim? You want to go?
Man,
Yeah.
I have quite a few. I have, like, kind of some world statistics. I had some of the same ones that you have. I definitely can tell by looking at it right now, but I'll go ahead and jump in this one. Food waste in rich countries, 222 million tons, is approximately equivalent to all the food produced in sub-Sahara Africa. 230 million tons.
That's ridiculous,
it
right?
It is, man.
But we've done, like, 1 in 3 children goes hungry in America each day, but we're wasting how many? 34 million tons of food? If we wasted 5% less food, it would be enough food to fill 4 million Americans. If we wasted 15% less food, it would be enough food to feed 25 million Americans. If we just 15% less.
Man, JP, check this out. I was watching this video. And while I was watching I'm getting into TED Talks. It's weird. That doesn't sound like me, but it is. So I was watching.
That's a good thing, though.
I know it's weird, but I was watching another TED Talk, and it led me to another video. And it was showing in California. I can't remember where it was, but basically they are in charge of like 70% of our crops that's getting grown here in the United States. They throw away so much food just because it's not shaped the right way. It's a little discolored. The price is like. They, if they sell it, it's not going to be worth it, so they just throw it away rather than selling it so they can jump up the price. We throw away 40% of the food that's being produced. It's nothing's wrong with it. We just throw it away just because. Just imagine how many people that could feed. We're not even talking about like food that goes bad in your refrigerator or freezer or you forget about, whatever the case may be, or even at Golden Corral.
You know how crazy that is? You want to know how much industrials, like most of the food waste in America doesn't come from companies, though. It comes from us.
Really?
Like it's 45%. Restaurants are 33%, but we work in restaurants. We can guess that.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty easy to see.
But institutional and industrial and grocery stores only make up about like 20, like a quarter. So it's mostly just us. That's crazy, right?
It's tough, man. It's,
It's because if you're making food, you want to sell it, like, because that's your profit. That's why they're not wasting as much as we are.
That video I saw today was pretty bad, though, man. It's all pretty bad. It was bad.
So, I mean, like, you were talking about global warming. Think about all the food that, like, it gets transported and never eaten and it just gets thrown away. That's using 300 million barrels of oil each year.
That's not good for our environment.
Yeah. I mean, 25% of all fresh water used in the United States. Ugh. $750 million per year just to dispose of the food we carelessly toss in the trash.
Ugh.
And only 33 million tons of landfill waste each year. Only 33
only
million.
Only 33 million, you know. It wasn't 34, so hey.
I mean, the average American throws away basically 250 pounds of edible food each year.
Edible food. Food that's not bad.
Yeah. I mean,
we got a bunch of statistics basically telling you how bad it is in America, and we have to do something about it, don't we?
Yeah, but it's everywhere.
It is everywhere in the world, man. Like, I was reading it was 33 to 50% of food that's being produced is being wasted. We're not eating it. We're not selling it. We're just like, eh, it doesn't look pretty enough. Grocery stores won't even buy certain foods because it doesn't look right.
What's crazy is, like, 5,000 years ago, there was only a few places on Earth that had agriculture. And with agriculture, you have a food excess. With food excess, you can have technology. You can learn to read. You can stay in one spot. You don't have to chase the food. You already, like, agriculture is probably the most influential thing we ever did. None of this is possible if we don't have food excess.
Absolutely.
And so you have people starving today in places in the world. You have our whole ancestors that would do, their whole life was just food. Like, we got to find it. And we're just like, we go to the grocery store like, I can't find anything I want.
That's a true story. That is a true, I've been there.
It's crazy, right?
Me.
Like, so every, like, our holidays, we go to my sister's. And, like, she has this pantry. I just raid it.
I raid my sister's pantry too, man. I'm not gonna lie. She always has the good snacks, like all kind of Oreos and stuff.
Because I eat like the same thing all the time and I don't waste food. I never realized how much everyone else wastes food. So I just go in this pantry and it's like every select tuna cereal. Every kind of food snack, like every fruit snack ever. Like, they had Pringles for Christmas. I was like, I'll just have one.
One Pringle?
And then I had the whole thing.
I was about to say, like, what? Who does that?
But that's crazy. Like, we have all this excess food, and we're just wasting it. So how can we change this for the better, Tim?
Well, I have about 8 ways that you can change it. The first one is shop smartly and realistically. In other words, stop buying stuff you're not going to eat. Shop accordingly. If you have 3 people in your house, don't shop for 6. Shop for those 3 people. And if you have to go to the store next week, so be it.
Or if you do buy for, like, 6 people, instead of just wasting it, just invite some friends over.
Absolutely. Eat that food, for
like,
sure.
Build some community, like, something like that.
Another one I have is, when cooking, don't overserve. My mom was terrible with this. So when we were younger, it would always be, like, my sister and myself. I have 2 older brothers, but they were moved out by the time, you know, I can remember things. And she would cook, like, there was 20 people coming over or something, you know, so... Of course, you know, she would freeze it or put it in the refrigerator, have leftovers the next day, but you can only have leftovers for so long before it gets bad. Wasting all that food that she made for when there's only 3 of us, nobody else was coming over, you know what I mean? So when you're cooking, make sure you cook the right amount of portions. If you want to cook for leftovers, then go ahead and do that, but don't have leftovers for the next 4 days and then forget about it. That being said, that leads me to my next one, which is actually eat your leftovers. I couldn't tell you how many times I've done that where, yeah, I'll eat it tomorrow. Nah, I'm just gonna go to McDonald's or something. Like, I'll just leave it in there, and then all of a sudden it's all moldy in the back of my fridge.
Tim, so, you know, we work at restaurants. You work at a buffet, so there's no, like, to-go thing.
Yeah, there's to-go.
What?
Yeah, man. Game changer.
To-go at a buffet?
Yeah. Come in, like, $5 a pound.
Anyway, so my job, you know, it's kind of expensive. It's one of those places where it's like you order a steak, that's all you get.
Got you.
And it's really expensive. And so people come in here, it's like the average, two people cost your average $150 to eat there. And then they're like, "I'm, you want to box your food up?" And they're like, "No, I won't eat it." And I'm just like, "Oh, like, come on." You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Like, it's crazy. But I'm a part of the problem because every night they give us bread, potatoes, mashed, and like all this stuff. And I never take it.
Why?
I'm trying to eat better, but still, like, I feel like I should take this food and like give it away, but it's like I have no one to give it to at 11 o'clock at night.
I understand.
But it's crazy, man. It's crazy. People don't want to eat their leftovers or even box them up.
I hear that.
Leftovers are smart in a lot of ways. You could save money.
Absolutely.
Eating a lot healthier than McDonald's.
That's very true. You're absolutely right. McDonald's isn't the healthiest thing in the world I go to.
On top of that, like, as a kid, like, leftover spaghetti, like, ain't nothing better than that. You just out of the pot, into the bowl, in the microwave. Quick, easy.
Hey, leftover spaghetti is, like, amazing, for sure. Sometimes spaghetti's better the next day, for sure.
That's one. Eat your leftovers. Good point, Tim. Continue.
All right, let me go ahead and knock these out real quick. Well, I have a store food in the right places. A lot of the times people just leave their milk out or something, then all of a sudden it gets bad. Make sure you put it up after you're done with it. Make sure you actually put it in the refrigerator too, like whenever you buy it. Avoid clutter in your fridge and freezer. A lot of the times people forget about food that they bought or, again, leftovers that they have in the refrigerator. I'm definitely guilty of that. Treat an expiration date and sell dates. Use them as guidelines for the next time to go shopping versus...
Because there's different kind of sell gates. It's like use by, best buy, or sell by.
Exactly.
Those all mean, like, use by. Like, yeah, don't eat it after this date. If it's best buy, like, you'll be aight with that last little bit of milk.
Exactly. You can tell if it's bad or not anyways. Don't just throw it away just because the date's gone. You still have a few days to it. We have another one as well. Keep track of what you throw away. Be aware how much you're throwing away so you don't contribute to the problem that we already have in the world.
Also, there's another reason why you save money if you don't throw your food away and you keep track of it.
It's like throwing your paycheck down the drain.
Yes. Like, yeah. So you get to save the environment. You get to eat healthier. And you get to save money all just by reducing food waste. Like...
Well, man, my last one is actually my favorite because in high school we actually started doing this at my mom's house, which me and Edna are definitely going to start doing this pretty soon. Donate to food banks and farms. So I know at U.S. Grant High School they have like a harvest food. They basically go to the food bank and they donate cans, whatever class donates the most. And I always donate to whatever kid asks me to. So I have all kind of cans up there that I know I'm not using, so I'm excited to get ready to give those away because they do this competition every few months or so. And there's so many food banks around that you can call and find out where it's at and go ahead and donate some canned goods.
And some will come pick it up for you.
That's true. That's very
true. They'll call you like, "Listen, I don't have a car or I'm a little mobile. I have a kid to watch over. Can you come get it?" They'll be like, "Yes."
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you don't even have to throw it away. You can call them and they'll come pick it up. Amazing.
It just takes a little bit of effort. And the last thing that goes with that is donate to farms as well. There's a lot of scraps that you have that pigs will eat and tear up. Like at Golden Corral, we actually have a side bucket for this guy. He has a little farm and he has like, I think, 6 or 8 pigs now. I think he has 8 pigs now. And we, instead of throwing it in the trash, we'll scrape the leftover food into this big old bucket and he'll give them to his pigs. It's pretty dope. I'd rather do that than throw it away and just not get used.
That sounds like a really fat pig.
I mean, I hope so.
Just saying. I mean, that's a good thing if you like pork, but yeah, pigs will eat anything.
It's a true story.
Like, they'll eat us if they have the opportunity.
Yeah, don't put the fair pigs in me, man. Don't do that.
Yeah, only other one I had that you didn't have was use the freezer. Like, things like bread. Bread goes bad quickly. Just put that mug in the freezer, put it in your toaster. Bam, boom, bam. Like, you're good.
True story.
Like, you can freeze anything and then just use it. So just package it out, throw it in the freezer. Boom. I hate cooking. I'm the worst at it. I love meal prepping and I love freezer food because it's just after you do it, you can just put it in a little, just put it in your fridge, throw it in the microwave, or take it out the freezer, put it in the oven. You're done.
Meal prepping definitely will keep you organized. I bet you don't waste as much food with meal prepping.
I don't waste any.
See? I don't meal prep. I waste a lot. I know I do.
I mean, I'm sure I waste some. Like, there's a little bit of rice left, but but still, that's crazy.
Compared to me,
four billion tons of food we waste each year, Tim.
We have to do better. We have to do better, world.
Speaking of doing better, you want to tell the people where they can find us at, so I can find a quote, since we can do better about finding quotes?
Yeah, man, they can find us on YouTube, SoundCloud, Google Play, on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You guys should follow us on our Instagram. We're actually going to upload some videos pretty soon that our super producer JoJo is going to teach me how to do, and it's going to be pretty cool. We're definitely trying to, you know, spread the word. We're going to have some live shows coming up pretty soon, so keep a lookout for that whenever we announce that. While JP's looking for this interview or this quote, I don't have anything else to say. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, I found one.
Ha! Take that, world.
So, this quote is not really uplifting, but I will say it anyway. My head says gym, but my heart says tacos. So go eat those tacos, and don't waste the food.
That's a real Southside problem, for real. Man.
Until next Friday, well, next Monday, when we talk about this uplifting, positive news, we're out.
Stay positive.